This recording, Veracruz 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comrades Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old Sioux and deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently striking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her offer was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for care. I was born in Tlacotalpan, and I grew up in a little ranch called Rancho Nuevo. It was like a little finca. I was the ninth child, the second child. We were nine children, and I was the second child in the family. Roy worked really hard there in this ranch. I had a lot of fun. I swim a lot near this river called Rio Papaloapan. It was so much fun growing up in that ranch. We had a lot of food, mangoes, trees, coconut, anywhere. I ran all day in that ranch. We were a very poor family, and I grew and I ran even without shoes. No sandals. I sometimes had nails. I step on nails because I didn't have any sandals. Very poor family. And then I moved to Los Angeles in 1990. I married here and I have a beautiful child. And Moving to Los Angeles, it was really hard because when I came to Los Angeles, I didn't speak any English. So it forced me a lot to learn English because it was very tough for me when people make fun of me. So that really forced me to learn English. So the way I learned English was, you know, I practice a lot with people, different people, and I look in the mirror at the people, how they move their mouth, their lips, and I will come back home and look at myself, stand in front of the mirror and just talk to myself.